Hey everyone, hope you guys are having a great day, enjoying the brisk morning. If you're living in the New England type area, that means it's just a perfect time to drink a warm cup. It's like so. You guys had a great weekend, enjoying some heat, getting outside, being with friends, going for hikes maybe, throwing some disc. Who knows? Whatever you fancy. But today is my 99th episode, so creeping up to a full 100. That means I've been sitting here almost every week morning talking about something. And I got 99 topics. Today's is about keeping it simple. It's really came up with just a conversation of a client being grateful that we, at Sperling, where I work, we make the process simple. And we long for things that are simple. You pay for simplicity a lot of the times. You pay for no hassle. You have somebody install flooring because it is simple. And yes, you could do it. You could do it on your own. You could learn how to do it, but it's a lot easier and more efficient for somebody else to do it for you. It's simple. And there's other caveats, like you go to a mechanic, yes, you can learn to fix your car, but you pay a mechanic to fix it. And the same with fitness in life is some of the most simple information is actually the best information. It's just hard to trust because it's not, it loses its interest, it loses its sexiness, as some people like to call it. The basics of being mindful when you eat, being grateful for who you are, making sure that you are being active 5 days a week, you're eating five servings of vegetables a day, that you don't smoke. Like, simple things are hard to trust for a healthy life because there is so much stuff out there that points you need to make it complex. You need to eat at certain times of the day, or you need to eat so many meals a day. And it really doesn't need to be that complicated. And so, if you're looking to lose weight or increase performance, most people do not need an overly complicated thing. It's, I need to be active daily. In some regards, it doesn't have to be grueling, by which I should be active for at least an hour, if not more. Yes, two or three of those throughout the week should be considered grueling exercise, something that is challenging and hard. And as it comes to the nutritional side, it's just being mindful of what you're eating, log it or think about what you're eating, controlling portions, making sure that you're getting vegetables in your diet, that you're getting protein in your diet, that you're eating healthier fats, you're limiting fats and excessive carbohydrates. It sounds really simple, and it is. It's not sexy. You're not going on some plan that forces you to only drink like agave juice, hot salsa, and Splenda. I don't think that's a thing all day. It's, but it's simple. The hard part is, and where people will fail is when, why people like diets is because it's simple in the sense that it tells you what to do. But what happens is you get bored, right? You can only maintain something maybe for 6, maybe 8 weeks at the most, 2 months at the most before you get bored. And then you go back to what you, hey cat, how's it? Oh, so happy you're back upstairs. Okay. Before you go back to what you already always knew, which was what got you the results before. So, man, I'm so distracted easily. But if you're focusing on the basics of mindful eating, stop, don't hit the computer. That's not. That's okay. You're getting down now. Now where was I? I get really easily off track. This is awful. Thanks, cat. Thanks. And we're going circling back around. Okay, you're not supposed to be up here. Off. Okay. Yeah, so if you weren't working on the basics of mindful eating, and making better food choices, protein, vegetables, and you went on this diet and then you fell off of it, you're just gonna go back to the way you were eating before. So if you're actually just working on the base, the ground, the foundation, that's going to allow you for much greater success long term. Even if you fall off that a little bit, you know what to go back to. That's healthy. And it's also really flexible. It's not saying What kind? I can eat any vegetables. I can eat any protein, and then I can just have things I enjoy. But I got to limit some of those things like alcohol, high carbs, and high fats. But keep it simple. That's the basic of the thing. If you need help keeping it simple, hire a coach. Reach out to me. Sometimes you need it even more simple. I need to just focus on one aspect of all this. Yes. Okay, you said vegetables, but how? I don't even know how to cook these things. Or protein, yes, but. And sometimes you do need a coach or someone to hold you accountable to even break that down even easier and focus on one thing at a time. And that's all I have today. Keeping it simple is the best. It's not always the sexiest, and we're always looking for something that's better. And we've been on this earth for quite some time now, and there's nothing necessarily new when it comes to weight loss. Other than watching what you're eating, stay active and exercising, which has become harder in this day and age of more sedentary careers and easier transportation. So keep moving, watch what you're eating. You're gonna get some success. If you need help, reach out. I'm here, or I can point you in a good direction. You guys have a fantastic day. I'll see you next week for episode 100. I know what I'm gonna do. We'll find out. And as always, check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com for the latest and greatest stuff from the thoughts of this guy.